good evening, good evening. How are you all this evening? Aha, you've got masks on and costumes. Ha ha, thought you could fool me, huh? This is Veronica Entwistle talking to you on Halloween night. And what I really want to talk to you about is, who are you really? And how many of us know who we are really, right? How do you know who you are? So we've all got our costumes on. How do you like my costume? I'm taking a look at a whole bunch of you and going, that's kind of a nice caricature of what goes on with a lot of us, isn't it? Where we adapt to this sort of social programming, to our parents, to our lineage, to our reactions from other lives. We adapt and we concoct. We're kind of like this sweet, I kind of think of it as like a dancing pudding. With all these little, years ago I was writing a big thing with a girlfriend and we were calling garbage can lids. You have all these things that are lids that are put on you in a certain way. And that's not the same for everybody. I realize that we all have a different way of perceiving our lives. But when we were talking about the lids, sometimes it is like judgment, pushing back, and so on. But the bottom line is that we don't get out of this alive, right, you and I? And what we want to do is refine ourselves and become our truer and truer nature as we get older, or if we don't get older, certainly before we cross. You know what I'm saying? We already have a caller, and you want to talk about your costume. Hello, hello, how are you?
Hi, is it, this is Susan, is it me on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air, Susan. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. So are you wearing a costume for tonight?
No, I'm not. I'm not wearing a costume, and you know, except maybe for the, you know, the one that we show the world kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to shed the costumes.
So, do you have a question for me? I'm glad to talk to you, Susan.
Thank you. And you know, I was calling to talk about my parents.
That's okay.
And it's not exactly what you're talking about.
You know what? On this show, people talk about whatever they're talking about, but always what we're talking about is where we are and how to move on through it. And that includes parents and children and all of that, doesn't it?
Yes, and I'm trying to kind of be more of my sort of authentic self with everyone. And I was on the phone with my mother tonight, and you know, my parents are having, you know, their particular hard time, and I found it really hard to connect with her.
Aww.
And so I thought I'd like to be more, you know, real with her. But she was trying, but I found it really hard to connect with her. And so I thought I would just kind of throw that out there, because if we're really trying to be true and authentic, that's not how we'd like it to go.
Well, your mom also has a huge stew. Now, we were talking about true and authentic, but she has a tremendous stew going on in her belly, which talks to me about the subconscious. She has a lot of kind of fear. There's a lot of tension in her upper torso, but the belly is just like a, we know that it already that it's the cauldron of wisdom, don't we? And that the stew in there has a lot to do with subconscious programming. And she's trying to, in a funny way, kind of keep a stiff upper lip as she kind of panics underneath. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Which would make her kind of impenetrable in a sense of, oh, my gosh, I can't let anybody see. Is that right?
Yes, and she's very unhappy where she is, and my father won't. They're not seeing eye to eye on some things, and so I think she is trying to keep a stiff upper lip.
Well, tell me this. Did she move?
No, she wants to move, and he doesn't want to. And so, but she talks about being very depressed, and but you know, they're just not, they don't have the same desire. So she really wants to move, but it looks like it won't happen.
But it's really interesting about him, because your dad is a little bit like a slingshot, and maybe men are like that more than women. But he's holding back. And holding back, and then he's going to change.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. And then he's going to go. Look back on your life, Susan, and see if he hasn't, like a lot of us, make our changes that way. We hang on to what we're familiar with until we sort of go,
right.
Well, hey, maybe I can let that go, eh? And
mm-hmm.
he's basically afraid, and he thinks he's losing, what is it, his position or something? There's something at a deep subconscious level that he's feeling tremendous loss about if he lets go of his, almost, forgive me for saying this about your dad, but it's almost a belligerence to hanging on to what he's been. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, physically he's not well, and he doesn't have a lot of control over things because of the nature of how he's not well, and so I think he is losing his, yeah.
And you know something? I know you're so young yourself, but I'm going, it is scary getting older because you have to kind of check off the kinds of things that used to identify us, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I understand that with him, but there is a softening coming up, almost as if, you know, in the grief phases, people go through anger and doo-doo-doo. I can't remember all the phases.
Yeah.
But one of the phases is like making peace with it all and coming to terms. He's
oh,
got
okay.
a real undulance. He's got patterns of change moving through him, and there's going to be an acceptance. And then all of a sudden, he's very sweet and peaceful as he moves toward. Are they going to move toward your sister?
Well, I mean, right now they're not moving anywhere.
They're going to move, Susan.
You know, I kept thinking they would, but I, you know, does it look like that to you?
Yeah, it does. And it looks
still,
to me,
huh?
If you want to help your mom, now Susan is, for people who don't know, I know a little bit about her, this girl, and she's a sound healer kind of woman. And you know how we always do the meditation that I want to make everybody coherent with one another, so we set up a field of coherence? Anyway, if I were you, I would set up fields and fields through sounds to your mother, even though she's not on the phone with you. That there's
okay.
She's very stubborn on the outside in a way, but she's very, very breakable and pliable. And I want to send her all kinds of, and I can feel it running through my body right now, all kinds of fields and frequency, and she'll start to feel bit by bit a little bit more at ease. She needs to have it directed to her. She's quite a sweet lady, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She just gets stubborn when she feels like no one's on her side.
Yeah.
And I think she feels like no one's on her side. So.
And, you know, we all know that feeling, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And we can't even, I mean, you know, it's very interesting you should say that no one's on her side, because I go, isn't it interesting, because in a way, no one is on almost anybody's side as we go through deep inner changes anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like most of the time we get on each other's side when we've gotten through and everybody else can breathe a sigh of relief or something.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, we like to think that we've got the support energy of everybody around us, even if people can't do anything about our particular situation. But
there's an interesting thing here is your father's doing a holding pattern, and your mom, you know how we have relationship energies between us? So they're playing a tug-of-war at a deep level.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So that can make her feel exhausted, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's going to change, honey.
Okay.
And get your family. You've got a sister. Get people to pray for your mom, because she just needs to be lifted. And I don't think she's clinically depressed. I think she's in a depressing situation.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is a tough situation. Yeah, she's taking care of him. It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's wrong with him?
He's in constant pain. He's had several falls, and so he can't really walk very well, and then he has, you know, issues with, you know, personal care. He can't move around very well or take care of himself, and so she does a lot of it. And he can't drive anymore, and he was in rehab for several months off and on, you know, just because of falls and breaking of various bones hip, pelvis, things like that. So he's just he just can't do much for himself.
And he's kind of freaking about it. You don't blame him, do we?
No. I mean, don't blame him at all. It's just we don't know what to do for them. And I know this is common. I'm hearing this a lot from people. People don't really know what to do.
Well, one of the things, I know it's really, really prevalent right now, but one of the things I'm seeing is that he's going to be near one of your other, they're going to be near one of your other sisters. I don't think it's you.
Okay, can you see who, where?
Well, it's probably the one
Brooklyn,
in Texas.
Brooklyn, or Austin?
Yeah, it's probably Austin because it's warmer. It's a warmer climate.
Huh, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And,
okay.
And your mom, life gets a lot easier for her when there's family around.
Yeah, but they won't. Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying they won't. There's a sort of a melting process. You're going to just send them a lot of light and let them melt their tension, these tethers between themselves. There's going to be help for them in a little while. There's another option. They may not move. Okay, they're not telling me 100%, but it looks like they're going to move. That's what it looks like, where it's warmer and so on. But there's another option where there's going to be a different kind of care coming in, and your mother will be off duty a lot more. That's another possibility that's going to come up. So we're just going to pray for the highest and best solution for them.
Okay.
Right? And I'm really glad you called in, because one of the interesting things I find in life inside of myself, but many of my clients, is finding that place inside of ourselves that's really true to who we are. That's the thing that your mom needs to find, you know? I think that's where she's totally lost, and I think it's just really frightening for her. Don't you think?
That makes total sense. Yeah,
but you're
absolutely the
kind of person that could help her with that, honey.
Yeah, maybe silently, but yeah.
Yeah, so send some light, and we'll send light to her. And I thank you for your call. I'm going to go off and do the meditation now.
Thanks so much,
Veronica. Bless your heart, Susan.
Thank you
so wonderful
much.
Being.
I didn't mean to interrupt it.
Hey, it's fine. Bye. So let's do our meditation together. And I really like that call, because it is really a trick when people are getting older and infirm to help them. You can't always do it directly, and Susan was very clear about that. But I'm watching both people stumbling around and not knowing where their light and their wisdom and their true nature is. So we'll talk about that. So let's call in. Close your eyes, you know the old thing, unless you're on the edge of a cliff, right? Close your eyes and let's see above your head, maybe 2 miles, a golden ball, and below your spine, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball right through your spine into the lower golden ball. Good. Boy, the energy feels really good. Can you feel that? And now drop the octahedron is an eight-sided structure. So from the upper golden ball, drop your four-sided pyramid with its base going way out, leaving you space to move. And then upside down, another four-sided pyramid. So you have an eight-sided structure. There's a ball at the top point and a ball at the lower point. And inside of that, see a crystal ball. You create this beautiful crystal ball with your mind's eye, and there's a lot of radiances in it. Good. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. That's it. Excellent. And now start spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning in your star tetrahedron. And as you spin, look in front of you. There's a magical screen. And remember, on that screen, we're going to create a little series of movies. Hey, we're in a movie biz. The first one is all about you. We're going to create a movie all about you and what it is you want to become. So let's go into true nature, really being in your true nature. And I wonder something as I say true nature. I go, huh, don't you think that's an infinite process of really exploring my truest nature? It must change and grow, or it must be deep or unfathomable. I'll play with that later when you phone in. All right, so go inside and really see yourself. All the pieces come together for you to open yourself to discover more and more of your true nature. Good. Feel all these identities falling off. And more you see yourself really attuned to your true nature. And when you feel you're at least getting close, wrap that in light, move it over to the side. Good. And now the second one, the second little movie that you make, is you creating a project. Woohoo! It's going to be a project, something you love. It could be home and family. It could be a new job. It can be a relationship. It can be a book, a movie, whatever. You want to create, see all the resources coming together to help you build up your project, whatever that is, and see the time, the money, everything being to keep your project going, and see yourself just triumphing all of a sudden. You're triumphing. So, oh, my gosh, this is the best project. We did a good job. And now see the money, the time, the focus, the love there to keep it sustaining itself. Oh, boy, it's just beautiful. And now wrap that in light. Wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And now we're going to go into the Galactic Healing Center. And remember, you all have a team of healers, healer beings around you. And boy, they know a lot because they can work with dimensions. And remember, through the dimensions, they can be in touch with various aspects of your soul journey that might have come from other times and other places and other reactions with certain individuals and so on. They can see all of that. So as you come in to have some healing about whatever your issue is, remember that your healing team has been to university, the University of Dimensions. Woohoo! So the first person to lie on our healing table, did I remind you that there's a healing table there? Okay, the first person to lie on that healing table is you, or in my case, me. And you go in and you tell them what it is you'd really like to work on, just as I'm going to do that as well. Now, those of you who really aren't sure, get them to tell you something, and that's part of the game, too, is to learn to hear them, okay? And then we have them working on us. And also whispering some advice to you. And pay attention to the advice, because sometimes you hear things you might never have thought of. Good work. Good stuff. Okay, now when you really feel like it's pumping away, wrap it in light and move it over to the left. And now we're going to do another person. So have a fresh healing table, and your team replicates itself around this healing table. Good. And I think the first person we're going to put on there is Susan's mother. Maybe her mother and father and their entire situation. And you can put anyone you want, but this is a really wonderful place to start. And we're going to see her father, who's very infirm right now, kind of breaking down as an older person. We're putting himself in the hands, the arms of our healing team, and his wife as well. She's trying to be noble and hold things together. Yeah, and we're asking them to work on both these beings. There they go. And you can just feel that. Yeah. And they're working, unhooking a whole bunch of old fears. Yeah. Good. they're telling me that they're infusing her mother with a kind of a feeling of relief and a feeling of peace, and they're infusing the father with more of the courage that it takes to be true to himself. He's afraid to be true to himself. He's angry. Mm-hmm. And they're just infusing them both with love. It's a hard situation. Good, now just wrap it in light. And remember, this is all about their journey. There we go. And the reason I said that is because sometimes as you get older and you're coming apart and so on, it's hard to remember that there's a wisdom inside, deep inside. And it also helps to see people, meaning if you know that, when you're looking at an older person, you want to really see the wisdom that they're gathering inside. That gives them strength. They can feel it, even if you never say a word about it. So let's wrap Susan's parents up in light and move them over to the side, and you move your people over to the side. Now we're going to do another healing thing. Yeah. And I know a woman who's having, and in she comes, our team replicates themselves. I know a woman who's having big problems with her pregnancy, and she has a whole bunch of issues working against her, including diabetes. And she hasn't, frankly, looked after herself very well, but she's nearing her term, and I'm asking if they'll help her any way they believe. The idea is that the healing has a lot to do with what the person herself needs, not necessarily what you or I decree should be done. So we're asking for the healing team to intervene and work with the consciousness of this mother-to-be and with the heart and soul of this baby. Yeah, and we're just going to let them do the work here. Who are you working on? I hope they'll be calling in to tell us. And now wrap that in light. Wrap it in light and move it over to the side. Okay, now let me see. Let's bring in a fresh healing table. And this one is gargantuan, right? This is why I like to bring in a political issue. And it seems like, well, with, for example, Rupert Murdoch being in the courts over in England about all of the horrible tactics that he used to have the greatest media empire all over the world. Okay, now he's been nailed for being pretty illegal about the way he gets his information and he teaches his people to get their information. A lot of you know a lot about it. And it fascinates me because I know that the media has a huge impact on how we think. And even though deep in our hearts our true nature may object to those influences, we still have our brains twirled this way and that by everything from ads to stories and lobbyists and so on, right? So anyway, his empire has had a huge impact on the thinkings of humanity. And now maybe as he goes through his, hopefully his comeuppance, this will also have a huge impact on humanity and the new evolution of our species. I hope so, don't you? So let's pray for that. So let's bring in a lot of high frequency lights from our higher guidance. And let's draw it through your, to the top of your head, spin it round and round in your neck, down into your heart, spin it round and round in your heart, up to the shoulders, down your arms, coming out your hands. And use that energy to focus energy up through the base of the spine and the perineum and or the perineum of as many people that we can imagine that are in the higher echelon of the Rupert Murdoch empire. And I think some of it's been really related to government officials around the world, too. I heard a whole listing of that today or this morning or yesterday or something. That's it. So we want to run the high frequency energies that we're drawing in from the universe up through the base of the spine or the perineum of as many beings who are in high positions that have to do with this mind corruption or news corruption. Yeah. Isn't it interesting the amount of global revelations that are going on? Woohoo! Anyway, we're just going to keep infusing this whole situation because really what we want is for him to wake up and become more conscious about the reality of love, the reality of looking after the planet. That's it. And all these people that are his little satellites. There we go. Just feel it moving through. Good job. I'll just stick to this one today. There's a lot more going on in the world. The world is bubbling with changes that are kind of imperative right now, isn't it? So let's wrap all that in light and send it off to the side. Now I'd like you to call the light in again because we're having these amazing universal downloads. Somebody told me that what was going on astrologically is something to do with, and some of the astrologers can phone in and tell me, there's something to do with Jupiter and Cancer, and there's another aspect. And apparently it's going to make it much easier for a lot of people to move through, and this could be helpful to Susan's mom and daddy, to move through the reflections that are coming from these energies coming toward us, help people move through what appears to be a limitation or a stuck place. So I think that's very interesting. So we're going to call in those energies again, and we're going to bring them through the top of our head, spin them down through the neck and then into the heart, back up to the shoulders, out through the arms, into the hands. And I want you to pat them all over the world. See yourself patting them on the various places on our planet. Good. That are suffering, whether they're suffering from illness, whether they're suffering from corruption or poverty or anything that's them, and whether the world is being destroyed by our greed, that sort of thing. Just keep patting this beautiful energy anywhere where you know there's an alley going on that really has a huge impact on the whole world, on Mother Earth. And pat it round and round and round the planet. Excellent. Round and round and round the planet. Today I'm seeing ET people around us. Isn't that interesting? Okay, round and round and round the planet. And have them move back up into our hands, up our arms, spin around in the heart, shoot up through the neck, out through the great head, through the great central sun, drop back down and poke right into Mother Earth herself, who loves the nurturing that she gets from these wonderful frequencies, and jump into your star tetrahedron. Oops, we have to close off the Galactic Healing Center. And now jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. And while we do, I want to see you calling me right now. I want to see you, I want to hear you calling in to this show because you're radiant by design, and I am too, but we're still always learning what that means, right? If you call in, it's 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Now, we started our conversation tonight by talking about the fact it's Halloween, and for us to be in our true nature, for most of us, for most people I know, well, let me see now. When you're a little kid, you know, some little kids are born into their true nature. Some of them come in with an awful lot of memories from all kinds of influences. And there's a huge influence that comes from the womb, right? So if mama's been traumatized or, you know, if things have been really difficult, the child might be feeling all of those traumas, right? And so that would block the true nature, because I don't believe the true nature is totally messed up. I think the true nature is love and the freedom to be who we are and to express that and put it into the great collective and so on. So then we get into the position of, oh, and sometimes what happens is you have a very, very toxic mother. So we're talking womb talk right now. And she might have three or four children, and one of them is just soft and sweet and da-da-da-da-da. And it is very, very true to his nature or her nature. So it's not like one way is the only way that keeps everybody suppressed. Not at all. It's just, it has a lot to do with how it interacts with your soul's purpose or your true nature. A lot of times our soul's purpose, from my understanding, the soul's purpose is a little bit different than the true nature. And the soul's purpose is, what did you come to do, right? And I need to get done what I came to get done. And there are many people who will say to you that the only purpose of life is the purpose of learning to love, no matter what the circumstances are. And a lot of us have learned that about karma. What is karma? Leftover thoughts and feelings and influences that have come from our tour around the universes. And so we've been influenced by that, haven't we? And we've been influenced by, what's the other thing? Oh, they keep talking about how, see, I always say it that way. We keep talking about how, because I'm never quite sure what I actually, capital B, believe, okay? I'm kind of one who sits and chews on things quite a bit. But what we heard was that we're programmed by several ET races to come in and evolve and evolve and discover free will. And you've all heard that, I'm sure. And then there are a number of people, me included, because I have seen this in vision. It's been a little different than the one I'm going to tell you. Where there's this kind of cloud of limitation over us. And according to Peter Calhoun, who recently departed, but in any case, I really loved my interview with him, and it's up on the podcast. He was saying that his vision from a near-death experience, he saw there was this incredible weighty kind of field around the entire world created by an elite group of people. Well, I believe more and more in this elite group of beings because of a number of other global issues that are going on, almost like people are being corralled, and it's not the first time in the history of the planet. But in any case, the way Peter put it, I really like a lot, which he said that underneath that limitation or that atmosphere that's around the planet, people are kind of hunched over. They're not able to stand tall. They're not walking as tall as they might walk. And that people feel hopeless and they feel limited and they feel like it's their limitation. And he said it takes a very, very strong mind and a very strong heart, a strong person to break free. But he says that we can live an unlimited life. We can bust through. We can change weather patterns. We can heal ourselves in a lot of ways. Then he passed over, which I'm not laughing at that because I really was, I think he's a very wonderful spirit. And I think he came and did his thing and left. Because there's another thing. Your true nature doesn't want to just stay here. It's come to be something. It's come to learn to love. And it's come to imbue the collective with some version of wisdom and light and caring for one another, learning about it all, you know, and who knows, because I see a lot of people on the other side, and very often they're learning a great deal as well, and they're very excited about the amount of multidimensionality that they can do. Anyway, so what I'm saying is that we are a very limited species, whether you see it from being programmed, and then the number of thousands and thousands of years it's taken us to unlimit ourselves enough to forge our ability to, oh my gosh, to live on cell phones or whatever it is we're learning to do, right? But I think cell phones are kind of like practicing being an intuitive communicator. You know, we all have our training. We're being trained. They're the training wheels for intuition, as far as I can see. But in any case, how many centuries and centuries and centuries of existence has it taken for us to get to that point. And of course, as we do, there's always the positive and the negative side. And then I'm circling around because I'm kind of losing my trend of thought. I want you to call in so I can stop blabbing here. But in any case, what happens is we very often in the learning to, how can I put this, in the ways we want to belong, in the ways we want to be, in quote, successful, which in this society means having a lot of money, in a way that we want to be important, to be the leader, to be empowered, in the ways that we want to be secure, in the ways that we want to be adorable and honored by everyone for just that. We can often, and I'm sure we've all got versions of this going on pretty much all the time, we often suppress who we really are for the sake of belonging, don't we? What do you think about that? That's why I think tonight's kind of a funny night, because it's Halloween, and I'm talking about something that means we adjust our appearance so it fits in, and we, to a degree, and we try to adapt to whatever is expected. We try to use the model of security that we've learned. We try to do the education and the business practices that we think are going to help us establish ourselves as a secure, productive person on the planet. Isn't that interesting? But sometimes we lose ourselves in the game. What do you think about that? So we put our masks on, and we put on our hairdos, and we put on our fancy duds. We say, well, look at me, I got it all together. But it doesn't necessarily mean you do have it all together, A and B. Sometimes your success doesn't mean that's really who you are, you know. So my big dream is I always wanted to be who I was. And sometimes I fail miserably, usually because I'm unhappy or threatened or what. So let's go into why I'm talking about all this. One of the things we do in readings, this sounds like an infomercial, and I don't mean it that way, but one of the things we do in readings is we go through, it's so fascinating. I look inside of people, and we see all these different layers. So we see, for example, your chakras. We see this pulsing light running up through the middle of your being. Okay, I'm going to pick a few people and do some readings on it. But I see this pulsing light that wants to run right up through your central channels, if you will, and it goes through the chakras, and in the chakras that you've got programs and so on that can really retard its undulant flow all the way through your body, which means that you don't get to use your experience in terms of your you don't get to use your experience and create your relationship to your purpose and your true nature because your chakras are blocked. So, for example, if you've got belly stuff like Susan's mother at the beginning, she's got a lot of, like, old material in there, which is exacerbating her thinking that nobody really listens to her and she's not empowered and she's getting older, you know. But in the belly, it's really hard for me to look at her and know that she feels realized, that she's stirred the subconscious in such a way as to come up with not only who she is, but how she has created more of herself in this life. She can't seem to do that because the stew is too thick in there. We can help her because in a session, and I'm not saying she has to call for a session, but I'm just saying, for example, in a session, a lot of that is pulled up and people start realizing where they're sublimating themselves. And then when that changes, you go up into the solar plexus and their personal power, their true power, starts to rise a little bit more, and it starts to radiate a little bit more. And then you move up into the heart chakra, and you're freer and freer to feel the courage and the inspiration and the expansion that comes from love and knowing that you love and not being afraid. Even though we've all been hurt a lot, you know, you can still love. And yeah, you might get hurt again, but that's just the way it goes, eh? And if you can learn to love anyway, every time, like if say you've been really hurt and you've got all that thwarting going on in your heart chakra, as you learn to look at it and then you move through to the next phase, could be hurt again, but the love that you experience is at a much higher frequency level, and there's a huge gain for the soul and for all the people that are touched by you all at once. And when we talk about gains, that's not, I suppose, financial security, and that's not the success most of us talk about, but that is a real success. That's the material of what you take with you. The gains and losses that represent your reaction to, people that have hurt you, people you've hurt, and so on, and how you do some healing. Anyway, I don't want to get into that whole thing, but I'm just saying that in a session, I watch people go through and extricate themselves from the containment in various chakras in order to pop themselves up and make it easier for them to incorporate even higher, here we are now at the throat chakra, higher wisdom that radiates out in everything you say, even if you're saying, I'd like a peanut butter sandwich, please. Somebody who's receiving that request is going to feel that you're much wiser. You're wise. Why? Because we're vibrational beings of light. And it's those vibrations that speak in a very radiant and powerful and empowering way. So your throat, when you're stuck there and you get a sore throat, you want to sing, yodel, whistle, gargle, paint, draw, dance, anything. It's your own personal synthesis of all the feelings that are in that stew, in, for example, the belly and the solar plexus and the heart chakra, the stew that when you turn it and turn it and turn it, it brings up your wisdom. How exciting. And from there, we watch the third eye pulse. That's in behind your brows, and people begin to be more, when we're not defensive and when we're not resistant, we can feel more and more of what other people really could be and are. And the top of your head brings in, as you know, everything other. So going back to your true nature, when you come up with the kind of freedom that's going on throughout your body and mind, it's amazing because you have then more and more courage to see yourself and see other people in a much more, evolving fashion. And when we, this is really important too, this is really important actually, when we look at each other, if you're listening to me and responding to me and you get tenser and tenser as I'm talking, I also get tense. And then I can back up and become afraid, right? Or maybe just cautious. And maybe, so I'm going to back up and not maybe express what I want to do, which is kind of what's happening with Susan's mom. Susan's mom is now our poster child for this particular discussion. It's how we see each other, how we hear each other, how we respond to one another, has a lot to do with helping one another to become a part of a really productive, a very productive human pool of consciousness. And when Peter Calhoun was talking about how it takes a very strong person to pop out of the limitations, the consciousness limitations that are all around the planet. You bet it does. But one of the ways that we learn to be strong about it is to keep clearing and clearing, and the fears and the doubts and the other people's judgments and all of that stuff. Keep clearing and clearing your own reactions. Feel your reactions and clear them. So that was a long talk. I hope it made sense to you. I just wanted to say how exciting it is in readings because people become more and more powerful by holding on to less and less. Isn't that amazing? So now I'm going to take a look at somebody out there. You're not going to call in? Thanks a lot. Here it is Halloween, and this is Trick or Treat, so you're doing the trick, I think. Okay, so now I'm going to look. All right, so I have a person over there who has I think this is a woman. Okay, but it doesn't matter so much if it's a man or a woman. She's got a kind of a headache at the front. And I want to say it's really like a frontal lobe headache. And it's really interesting to me because this headache is coming directly. She's got sore legs as well. This headache is coming directly from the way she is holding her, just like holding herself. We're gonna do some healing energy on this headache. The way you're holding, sweet lady, the way you're holding yourself is basically, and I want all of you people at home to pay attention to this because it might be you too. The way she's holding herself is basically fear-based, kind of a an aspect of her nature that's very, I guess you could say is worried. It'd be on this kind of tone. Am I going to be able to do it? I wonder if I'm going to be able to do it. And it's been going on her whole life. Oh, my goodness. To such a point that she never even realizes that, that's what's going on. If you want to find your true nature, you honestly want to find out what's really going on with you. And I'm saying to you, any of you that have headaches, you might want to go up in there and ask yourself, what are the beliefs or the feelings that are underneath that headache? There it is right there. So my friend that I'm picking on out there also has some sinus stuff going on, almost like unshed tears. But I want to ask her to please pay attention to or ask. Here's a really powerful exercise, is reach your head up and ask for your guides and angels' help and say, I want to know, I want to experience what exactly is the foundation of this headache. I get headaches whenever I'm under a certain kind of pressure, but I want to know exactly what the feelings are under it so I can break them down. And I'm telling you what, when you ask like that, it might take you 2 or 3 days, but it'll just keep emerging in your awareness until you know without a doubt what's triggering those headaches. Let me see if I can see someone else who's really in need. Yeah. Okay, I'm seeing a man here, and he's very, it's his stomach, not his belly. It starts at the stomach and moves through the belly. And this guy is so, has so much bravado, and he's very, very sensitive, but he's kind of like, he's a rebel in a way, in his own mind anyway, in the Fig Newton of his own imagination. He's a nice man. That's not the problem here. But what he does is he holds himself in so that he's vulnerable, really sensitive, but the part that speaks forward and says things is kind of crusty, you know. So he's like, he can get not belligerent, more like he can be like an angry person and fairly critical and terribly isolated. And it's that combination of things that makes his vulnerability inside safe so that he doesn't have to figure it out. And I'm saying, hey, you, get in there. His stomach hurts a lot of the time. His head gets dizzy. Probably drinks too much. I don't really know about that part. But it's not working for him because who his true nature is, this is the kind of fun part. Who's your true nature? Is you're sensitive? You're very, in many ways, could be a very wide-eyed, innocent, creative, artistic, eccentric, very, very sensual man, timid in a way, and also you've learned to overcompensate by being kind of mean at times and strong, but you could be timid, and there's nothing wrong with being timid, because I'll tell you something that probably some of you know, is being vulnerable is one of the greatest strengths. Being sensitive is one of the most powerful things you can be. But you have to know how to run it, right? You can't be struggling with it, and you can't be wrangling with it to see if you can be Mr. Macho right now. You got to find a way to be true to your sensitivity. And knowing this friend here, I'm seeing, I don't really know you, but I see you out there. I go, boy, if you really allowed yourself to be in your sensitivity, your vulnerability, and so on, you wouldn't be a wimp. You would not. You think you would be a wimp if anybody knew. And I'm saying, no, you wouldn't. You'd be someone whose radiance would be so nurturing for the people around you that without being too strong in your language, without being too bossy or overt, you're going to help a lot of people. And you're really creative. You should be a writer, even a musician, all these wonderful things, and you would be very successful. But so I just want to say, when we bury our feelings so we don't even know what they are, we can't really mine ourselves for that amazing beauty that's in there that could really be a contributor to the planet. So that was a long spiel, but I really like this person, and I'm going, come on, you guys, turn around and look at yourselves and really ask to feel what your sensitivities are. That's one of the keys into being your true nature. Anyway, next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, I have a wonderful, wonderful guest, Bernie Siegel, with his new book, and I forget what it is, and I keep forgetting to bring it up here to the radio. But in any case, Bernie Siegel did Love, Medicine, and Miracles, and he's got another book. He's been on the show a couple of times, and I'm really excited about this book. He has a lot to say about what it is to be, and he's a doctor, remember? Very, very famous man. And what it is to be a healing force out there on the planet. I'm sure looking forward to talking to him. So, what? Oh, Bob's reminding me that tomorrow I'm going to be at the Vancouver Expo, Body, Soul, and Spirit. And I haven't been doing this for a few years, and now I'm going back out there. And I don't know, just wanted to kind of break into a new level of being. So I'm giving a talk tomorrow night at 7:30, and we're talking about becoming your own, consciously becoming your own GPS. And I was going to call it Consciousness or Bust, which I really like as a title. So come on out to the PNE if you're anywhere near Vancouver tomorrow night at 7:30 and you'll hear me talk, or come out for longer because it's a three-day episode of so many healers and people doing workshops, and there's some very famous people, and there's people like me who have my own little degree of fame. I'm really looking forward to going. It's going to be fun, and I'm going to give readings. See, I've got Bob here coaching me. Sometimes it's hard for me to talk about myself, but I'm going to be giving, I'm at booth 314. I'm going to be doing some readings for people, and hopefully I'm also going to be doing some interviews that we can run on the radio. I don't know that we haven't figured out the logistics of that, but I'd really like to interview some of the characters that are there that are making, like you and I, making a difference on the planet. Because the difference we make, if we can really be in love and be loving, we're making a difference right there. We're light beings, and to hold the light and put the light into the world is a really huge service. You know what it's like. You want to put your own light into the world, not a mask, a Halloween episode of lights into the world. You can do that too, you know. But you want to also put your own special light into the world, because I really think that's what the oneness is all about. You've got your piece of the light, and I have mine, and our vibrations, when they all come together, wow, we can shoot past any of those limiting forces that have been around our planet. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening tonight, and certainly happy, happy Halloween to you. And we'll talk again soon. Email me if you'd like to, veronicaentwistle.com. And I have an Ask Veronica button. Some of you have used that, and I appreciate that. Suggestions for guests, feedback on this show, and other ideas you have. And stay tuned. Good night and many, many blessings.